From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Step, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pip encountered Step at the edge of the meadow, precisely where the vibrant wildflowers thinned, giving way to the intricate network of the rabbit warren. Pip was then 11 years old. He had known Chime for 3 years already, and felt quite comfortable crafting end rhyme for his songs. Yet, a different problem had recently begun to frustrate him. His four-line stanzas rhymed correctly, the lines' ends chimed with satisfying precision, but the lines themselves felt stubbornly uneven. Some lines contained 7 syllables, others stretched to 9, still others ballooned to 11. Their lengths jumbled and tripped, preventing the reader's mouth from settling into any consistent rhythm. Pip couldn't quite grasp why this happened. He had strayed to the rabbit warren edge, seeking a quiet spot to think. He settled onto a small, clear patch of grass, watching the rabbits as they hopped with casual grace.
Step was one of those rabbits. Step, a rabbit who seemed to be in his early teens, distinguished by a deliberate, measured hop, was practicing. He moved in straight lines across a small, bare patch of earth, counting his hops aloud with focused intensity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then he would stop abruptly. He would turn with a quick twitch of his nose and hop back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The number of hops remained the same every time. The distance covered by each hop also appeared identical. Step, it seemed, was meticulously measuring his rhythm. Pip observed this unusual dedication for several minutes. Finally, curiosity overcame his desire for quiet contemplation. He spoke, his voice soft enough not to startle the focused creature. "Why are you counting?" Step paused, swiveling his head to look at Pip with bright, inquisitive eyes. He responded, his voice a soft, reedy sound. "My mother says I have a terrible cadence. My hops are uneven. So I am practicing. 5 hops to the bush, 5 hops back. Same number, same distance. Eventually, my rhythm will be even." Pip felt a sudden jolt of recognition. "I have the same problem with my songs," he admitted.
Step was deeply interested. He hopped closer to Pip, his ears twitching with attention. "How can songs have uneven hops? Songs are words." Pip explained his dilemma. The lines of his songs varied widely in their number of syllables. This inconsistency made it impossible for the reader's mouth to establish a comfortable rhythm. The lines jumbled and stumbled, even when their rhymes were perfect. Step remained quiet for a moment, processing this information. Then a spark of understanding seemed to ignite in his eyes. "Syllables are hops," he declared. "Each syllable is a small step the mouth takes. Some syllables are stressed. The mouth steps harder on them, giving them more emphasis. Some are unstressed. The mouth steps lightly, almost gliding over them. A song with an even cadence has the same pattern of stressed and unstressed syllables in each line. Imagine, dum-da-dum-da, or perhaps da-dum-da-dum. This consistent pattern is called the meter. The meter is the rhythm underneath the words, the steady beat that carries them along." Step then demonstrated his point. He hopped 4 times, with the 1st and 3rd hops noticeably heavier and more emphatic than the 2nd and 4th. "Hop, hop, hop, hop," he vocalized, his paws thudding lightly on the grass. He looked at Pip. "That is the meter you want in your line. Now try to write a line that fits it." Pip considered this, his brow furrowed in concentration. He tried a few combinations in his head before speaking. "Birds are flying." He counted the 4 syllables, feeling the stress fall naturally on birds and fly.
Step nodded approvingly. "Yes, that fits the pattern. Now, another line with the same meter." Pip, encouraged, offered another line. "Leaves are turning." Step's ears swiveled forward, a clear sign of his satisfaction. "Now string them together," he instructed. "Birds are flying. Leaves are turning. The hops match. The cadence is even. The reader's mouth can settle into the rhythm, moving smoothly from one line to the next. Pip felt a profound shift in his understanding. For the first time in his young songwriting life, he grasped that the rhythm could be planned. Before, he had assumed rhythm was something that happened spontaneously if the words were simply right. Step had illuminated a crucial truth. Rhythm was a structural choice. You could pick a meter, a specific rhythmic pattern, and then fit words to it, like building with carefully chosen blocks. By the time Pip reached 13, he could write whole stanzas with a deliberately chosen meter. He had learned the formal names iamb, da-dum, trochee, dum-da, anapest, da-da-dum, dactyl, dum-da-da, and the names for line lengths, trimeter, 3 feet, tetrameter, 4 feet, pentameter, 5 feet. He could construct a line of iambic tetrameter on demand, weaving words into the familiar da-dum, 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 da-dum pattern. He even learned to vary the meter subtly, creating specific effects or emphasizing certain words.
Step had taught him all of this with the same unwavering patience he applied to his own hop practice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, same number, same distance. Eventually, the rhythm became even, ingrained. In Pip's introductory lesson on meter, he gestures toward Step, who is, as always, practicing his hop pattern on the meadow edge, a small, determined figure, and says, "This is Step. He taught me that syllables are hops. Each syllable is a small step the mouth takes. The meter is the pattern of stressed and unstressed steps. Once you can hear the pattern, you can fit words to it, just like fitting pieces into a puzzle." Step nods sagely, his whiskers twitching. He hops 4 times in a perfectly even rhythm, a soft, steady beat. He says, in his measured, rabbit voice, which somehow carries a quiet authority, "Count the stresses, hop the rhythm. The meter holds the song together, a strong frame for your words." The students always, always find Step charming. They are invariably fascinated by his precise movements and his earnest explanations. They want to hop with him, to mimic his rhythmic steps. Pip, understanding the appeal, lets them. The students do not generally possess better hop rhythm than Step. Step is, after all, a rabbit who has been practicing for years, perfecting his craft. But the students enjoy the attempt, the physical connection to the abstract idea of meter. When students inquire whether meter is difficult to master, Pip often smiles, recalling his own early struggles. He then quotes Step directly, "It is not hard. It is hopping. Each syllable is a hop. Stressed hops are heavier. Unstressed hops are lighter. The pattern of those hops is the meter. Once you can hear the pattern, you can fit any words to it, making your song sing with a natural, flowing rhythm." And Pip always adds the part Step's patient hopping first taught him. When the beat finally goes even, you can feel it in your body. Your mouth relaxes, your shoulders loosen, and the words carry you along like a friend keeping easy pace beside you. That settled, going somewhere together feeling, Pip says, is the quiet joy a steady rhythm gives a song.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to STEP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.